Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have Lucy Newton and Marsha Wise with us, and we are going to talk about an event coming right up. So good morning to you, Lucy.
Good morning.
Lucy, let's start with you and tell us about this event. It's kind of an annual event.
This is our 32nd annual soup and salad luncheon, and so that went back a long time.
Wow. And it was called the Secretary's
Day. It was held on Secretary's Day.
Yes.
And so a lot of people, that's what they did, gave their secretaries a gift of a soup and salad luncheon.
Yeah. So you've just continued, even though the name's changed. And, of course, everybody's welcome.
Yes. And everybody and anybody. You can pay at the door. It's $6. And, you know, everyone is welcome.
And where is it?
And it's held at the Catholic Parish Center.
Okay, and it's...
And it's from... We serve from 11 until 1.
Okay. And it's coming up
next Wednesday.
Wednesday. We better get the date. Middle of the
Wednesday.
Week. On Wednesday, yes. At Catholic Parish Center, which is where it's been. So if people have come in the past, they know where
Same
it's
place.
At. And,
mm-hmm.
And, you know... One of the reasons I always enjoy going is then I get to see people that I probably don't usually see and get to visit with them. And so it's a social event as well as great food event. So, Marsha, good morning to you, Marsha.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. So, can you tell us about the food? What are we going to have to eat?
All kinds of salads. We've got pasta, vegetable, potato, meat, fruit, strawberry pretzel, lots of salads, deviled eggs, broccoli cheese soup, and lots of bars.
Oh, we have to make choices.
That's right.
Lots of choices. And sometimes that's kind of hard to do, but, you know. And can we come back if we forget something?
You certainly can.
I know there's always plenty of food, and it's always really, really very good. So it's just, and what a bargain. Lucy, $6?
$6.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean.
That's, you can't eat anywhere.
No, you can't.
And get a meal for that.
No. Fat drive-in place, nowhere can you eat for $6 and get this wonderful food, and it's all homemade.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Everybody is very generous about saying yes to us and preparing dishes, and so come and join us.
Yes. Now, I know that the Hospital Auxiliary, this is the sponsor for this event that you've been doing. So, Lucy, what are some of the ways, do you have a special project this year? What are some of the ways that you use the money from this particular event?
Actually, all the money that we can raise throughout our fundraisers, mm-hmm. it goes back to the hospital, and it purchases equipment for the hospital. We've purchased... sometimes we'll go in on a project and do part of it because we don't have full amount to mm-hmm. buy it. But we've done blanket warmer 1 year, and this is not this year, but recent years.
Uh-huh.
And we've purchased the monitors for new babies and the different areas and all kinds of hospital equipment.
So the hospital kind of tells you what the top needs are, and then you decide...
Yes, they usually will give us, come up with a list, and then they'll prioritize them and from number one mm-hmm. down. And so sometimes we have to pick below the top one because we don't have quite that much money.
But you've given a lot of money over those years. And you know, I think if we go in as patients or visitors, we really don't know what it is the auxiliary has done in terms of that providing equipment. So we just have to say thank you. That's it. So, Marsha, I understand you've not been a member very long. What are some of the ways you're involved right now, personally?
I volunteer in the clinic lab draw station area, and I schedule the different volunteers. I've got about 18 people that I schedule.
Well, that's a job because I'm sure somebody's always calling and say, oops, I'm sick or my kids are here or.
Yeah. Most of my volunteers are very good about finding their own to trade with somebody or get somebody to sub.
Oh, that's good.
So that helps me.
Yeah. So, you know, why do you do this? I mean, this takes your time and your energy. Why did you decide to be a part of the Hospital Auxiliary?
I worked at the hospital for 32 years, so it's kind of like going back home each time I go, although there's so many new faces. Yeah. But, and I enjoy the, you know, the people that come into the clinic, and I enjoy getting to know the different volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm thinking you probably appreciate the work that the hospital auxiliary's done because you've seen that from kind of the inside.
Right.
Yeah, and I know you, together, you do lots of hours. Do you have any information on that, Lucy, how many hours the auxiliary provides?
Okay, as I do this past year, we just provided 11,656, I think it was, hours.
Yeah.
And it was from 109 volunteers. We have, actually, we have inactive volunteers also. So if you would just like to join and be inactive, that it would be great. It's the membership is $5 per year. So it's very inexpensive organization to be a member of.
I don't know of any other organization that's that price. $5, wow. Again, you know, you can't even buy a cup of coffee in some places for $5. So,
no.
And you're doing a lot of support. Very good. So one of the things now when you get ready to do this event, that's you go to your list of volunteers, correct?
Correct. And we have, like I said, it's active is, I think, 111 right now. And so we have a lot of active members, and they're very generous when the majority of them, you know, if they can't do it, it's because of their health or they have other things this particular uh-huh. day. And but when you need all the salads that we provide, it takes a lot of people, and it takes a lot of people to put it together.
It does. And the two of you here are just kind of the faces for all the rest of those people that are really working on this. So, Marcia, what are some of the things that you do? Are you still doing like telecare? Are there some of those kinds of things that the auxiliary helps with?
Yes, we have telecare, and we have outpatient clinics. Well, it's called specialty clinics now. We have volunteers working in there. The information desk, when you come into the front, there's somebody sitting there to guide you. Children's orientation. We have a library service where a couple of the volunteers take books to Homebound or to the care centers here in town. We have walker bags. We have Hello Baby program and baby caps.
You know, as you go down that list, I'm thinking there are a lot of people who have no clue that you do all those. I didn't know for a long time about the book service. And that's not just to the hospital, that's to others out in their homes. Mm-hmm. It's pretty remarkable how all of this comes together. So, Lucy, you mentioned that the fee to be a member, $5, whether you're active or inactive. What about meetings?
Meetings, we actually... the board meets once a month, but otherwise it's four times a year that all the members can come, and we have the different churches. We go to the St. Paul for one, and that one is the one in January, and then we go to the United Church of Christ and the Methodist Church, and
let's see. One more. Marcia's going, no, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Anyhow, there's four of them.
You trade around, mm-hmm. yeah, and you have lunch. And
we have
and that's a way for members to kind of keep up to date with what you're all doing. And mm-hmm. so that's really good. Usually you have a report either from the CEO or somebody at the hospital comes and gives a report
yes.
during the meeting.
And so. The new CEO has been very faithful of coming to our meetings and presenting different things that's going on at the hospital.
Okay. Marcia, do a little, you told us why you belong. Do a little commercial here. Why should other people come and be a member?
We could use members. We could use some younger members. if you enjoy being around people, it's the place to be.
Yeah, and feeling good about what
That's
you
right.
do, I think. So,
right.
Yeah, very good. So, Lucy, remind us, everybody can help. If they don't want to be a member, or if they want to be a member, they can all help by coming to this event next Wednesday. So give us those details again.
Okay. It is next Wednesday, the 25th, and we serve from 11 to 1. And you can come, $6 at the door if you don't have a ticket. and just come and join us and enjoy a delightful meal.
Okay. Catholic Parish Center next Wednesday, 11 to 1. We want to thank you very much, Lucy Newton and Marcia Wise, for being here today. And here's something I think you both know. If there's the easiest way to find something lost around the house is to buy a replacement.